I'm only putting up with him. I'm in love with 4 a.m. breakfast in the sketchiest industrial area, with diner coffee, with the sound of wheels over pavement, with warm lights and walking shadows, purple-orange night skies, dimly lit restaurants, hookah, cigarette smoke kisses, and the occasional conversation of substance. A kaleidoscope of things, brief and passing. Is this worth it, or am I just searching for meaning in empty sensation, for images in the clouds? When I return to school, we are waking up. I say, yes, I will be his girlfriend, despite every warning sign and red flag. I let myself forget my doubts, but find myself drastically unsuited to his psychological climate. He has his habits. What was I thinking? I never intended to commit or to care. People fall sometimes. Leave it to him to hate himself for it. That pink muscle shell scar on his temple is barely discernible, yet so monumental. He feels disfigured, but at this point, it's all in his head.
I'll be fine once I get there. I will be fine once I do a line. We'll be fine once I get there. I will be fine once I do a line.
Or a couple of lines. Pull me closer as the night. Can you really place the blame on me? I'm not the only one who drinks to forget.
It's a snow day. Em and a friend snort coke off a table. After the fourth line, he's a different person. Terrifying. He has vicious mood swings, and when we kiss, he's rough with me, chokes me with my scarf. My lips are numb with the transfer of cocaine from his mouth to mine. He goes from being euphoric to crying over the mere existence of private property, a Marxist through and through. My tattoo plans are ruined. Feeling helpless, I drag a nail across my arm, then a knife over my leg. That's enough.